For One Small Step, Sarah Nado from Shreveport and Sunny Kaufman from El Dorado met for the first time in a One Small Step conversation, talking about politics, families, and friendships.
I was glad to hear you say something about being open-minded, because I feel very isolated politically sometimes because I don't know any other Democrats in my neighborhood.
Well, I think sometimes we put ourselves in boxes, which makes us think, okay, now we can't relate to him or her or that one or this one. I think that values is the most important thing, and I think that's the right answer.
Can you describe your earliest political memory?
You know, one of the most amazing things that happened to me in my life was I was standing on the sidewalk when JFK was killed in Dallas, Texas. And my mom was the OR nurse and had a trauma at Parkland Hospital where JFK ended up. And then my mom didn't come home for 3 days. Yeah. And so for me, all of a sudden, it was like the president is the most important thing because he took my mom away from me for a bit.
My first political memory, this is going to sound silly, is the slogan, "I like Ike." And I must have been, what, 5 or 6 years old. Yeah, my parents were Democrats, and that's all I knew. I can remember my mother telling me that right after she and Daddy got married, they went and voted. Daddy voted first, and then Mother walked out of the polls, and Daddy said, "Who did you vote for?" She kind of looked at him and said, "None of your business."
My dad used to always tell me, "You're never going to amount to anything but a piece of doo-doo." I'm not going to say that. And you know what? The first time I heard it, I did just what you did. But you know what I decided in life at that time? I was going to bail you the best piece of doo-doo wife ever had seen. So
good.
I know that sounds kind of silly, but that's kind of how I grew up. So when you were talking about your parents, that was something that came to mind. So why did you agree to do this interview?
I like to hear what other people believe and why. But I always feel like nobody wants to hear what I believe or why.
So quit saying that. You know, start saying, well, you know what? I have a different point of view because you're a lovely person. And for me, the reason why I'm here is that I love meeting people.
Who has been the most influential person in your life? What did they teach you?
His name is God.
Ah, amen.
And the next person was my mom. And I miss her every day.
After God, because I'm a born-again Christian, I would have to say that my older sister, Anne, was probably the most influential person in my life. I always called her my second mom. She was 12 when I was born. I felt neglected by my mom. And so Anne kind of stepped in and took over that role. She died very young of cancer, and I miss her a lot. The thing that she probably taught me the most is do the right thing, even when it's the hard thing. But I was fortunate enough in her later years for my mother to live with me for almost a year and a half right before she died. And we became very close. So it was full circle and a good thing.
I think it's interesting how families really project onto everybody differently. I really didn't have a clue that we would end up going down this pathway. But it's been a great one, you know, to talk about some of the things that we've talked about. You know, everything that we do in life has effects on somebody. The one thing that I can tell you is that I feel very lucky to be in this world, and I treasure every day. And you're one of my new treasures. I got to meet you.
And you are one of mine. I'm very excited to have met you. And I feel like, hey, we need a little more time. We're not through talking yet.
StoryCorps' One Small Step is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.